Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 1st of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Several British telcos including BT, Sky, and Virgin Media have agreed to temporarily lift broadband usage caps amid the coronavirus outbreak. The firms took the decision unilaterally after speaking with the UK government and industry regulator Ofcom. The companies say they will also work to help customers struggling to pay bills and will prioritise repairs for the most vulnerable. The UK's data regulator says the British government can utilise anonymised cell phone data to track the spread of coronavirus. The Information Commissioner's Office says if the data is not personally identifiable, it may be used without violating privacy laws. It's unknown if or when the UK will use such info for tracking the outbreak. Twitter has deleted a couple of tweets from Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro that questioned the necessity of quarantine zones amid the coronavirus pandemic. The company has also removed a tweet from former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani that contained misinformation about possible treatments for the virus. Axios notes Twitter has strengthened its rules during the outbreak, but suggests it hasn't necessarily enforced them equally. Airbnb will pay out $250 million to cover some of the costs of hosts' coronavirus cancellations. Brian Chesky, chief executive, wrote in a letter to hosts on Monday. "We have heard from you, and we know we could have been better partners." Lex says the San Francisco company's plans for a market listing must receive a cancellation notice too. Before the onset of the pandemic, Amazon was facing scrutiny from regulators about its market power and its treatment of employees. But if it can keep operations intact and staff healthy, Amazon could emerge stronger than ever, admired for keeping citizens healthy and fed, and acting as an extension of emergency services. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.